Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
All right, ready to heat things up. This deep dive takes us to Alabama, to a place where iron met industry. And maybe, just maybe, some spirits never clocked out.
Sloss furnaces.
Sloss furnaces, you got it. Get ready for a story of fire, steel, and if the stories are true, a whole lot of chills.
What gets me about sloss furnaces is it's not like those other ghost stories, you know? Those just abandoned places. This was massive, important, a titan of industry. And now, well, now we wonder who or what might still be hanging around.
And the stories are out there. But before we get to those, set the stage for us. What was sloss furnaces in its heyday?
Picture this. 1883, Birmingham, Alabama. The South was trying to find its footing, rebuild after the war. And Colonel John Sloss, he had a vision. Industry. He builds sloss furnaces. And this wasn't some small-time operation.
Oh, I bet.
This was the big leagues. This was, think, the biggest, baddest charcoal-fueled furnace anyone had ever seen. The goal, churning out pig iron.
Pig iron, for those of us who aren't, you know, steel magnates.
The heart of steel. Railroads, bridges, you name it. If it was built with steel in that era, sloss furnaces probably had a hand in it. At their peak, we're talking 500 tons of pig iron a day.
500? I can't even imagine that much metal. It boggles the mind. But of course, behind every great industrial machine are people. What was it like to work at sloss furnaces?
That's the thing. It was the opportunity of a lifetime and a hard, hard life all at once. Imagine, right? You're an immigrant, fresh off the boat, maybe you don't even speak the language. Or you're African-American in the South, just trying to make a living after Reconstruction. Sloss furnaces, it was a chance.
But a chance that came with risks. We're talking late 19th, early 20th century. Working conditions back then were, well, let's just say they didn't have OSHA yet.
Exactly. Long hours, back-breaking labor, the heat from those furnaces.
Mm-hmm.
And the accidents, oh, there were accidents.
It's easy to romanticize the past, but those were real people risking their lives. Do we even know how many perished at sloss furnaces?
Records weren't what they are now. But some historians, they say almost 500 men died at sloss during its time.
500, that's a small town, gone.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, right, does a history like that, does it stick around?
It's a question a lot of us ask, especially in places like sloss furnaces, where the echoes of the past seem to linger in the air.
And linger they do, because sloss furnaces, well, it didn't stay silent for long. It's like the end of an era, right? The fires die down, the workers head home, and this monument to industry just stands there, silent, but not empty, if the stories are true.
Oh, the stories are there. Sloss furnaces becomes a national historic landmark, which is fantastic, don't get me wrong, but it also becomes... Well, it becomes a paranormal hotspot.
That's putting it mildly. People don't just whisper about sloss furnaces in hushed tones. They bring in the big guns.
You're talking about the paranormal investigation teams? They've been all over sloss.
And they haven't left empty-handed. But before we get into those stories, give us the lay of the land. When did sloss furnaces really make a name for itself in the, shall we say, ghost hunting world?
It's tough to pinpoint exactly when, but one of the big ones, the investigations that really put sloss furnaces on the map, was back in 2008. The Ghost Hunters crew, they spent a night there.
And ghost hunters, those guys, they've seen it all, right? Or at least they like to think they have. So for them to get spooked, something must have gone down.
It did. They're there in the heart of the furnace, equipment all set up, and they catch an EVP.
An EVP for our listeners who might not be as up on their ghost hunting jargon.
Electronic voice phenomenon. Basically, it's a voice or a sound captured on a recording that shouldn't be there.
Okay, so ghost hunters get this EVP at sloss furnaces. What was it? What did they hear?
It's late. They're in the belly of this massive structure, and they hear this voice, clear as day. A man's voice. And he's saying, "Don't leave me."
Okay, yeah, that's enough to make even the most skeptical person a little uneasy. Just a disembodied voice begging not to be left alone in the dark. Spooky doesn't even cover it.
No, it doesn't. And the thing is, ghost hunters, they weren't the only ones to pick up some unusual activity. Ghost adventures, they were there a few years later. And, well, let's just say they had their own encounters.
Like what? Don't leave us hanging. What kind of stuff were they experiencing?
Rattling chains, footsteps, heavy ones, like someone walking right next to them, but no one there. And a voice, this time a woman's voice, pleading for help.
So two different teams, years apart. And both capturing evidence of, well, of something. That's pretty hard to ignore.
It is. And it lends credence to some of those local legends, those stories that have been whispered about sloss furnaces for years.
Speaking of which, we've got to talk about the legends, the specific figures that people claim to encounter. And there's one in particular that always sends chills down my spine.
You're talking about the Phantom Foreman.
The one and only.
Yeah.
What if people reported seeing or sensing when it comes to this spectral supervisor? Paint us a picture.
It's always the same story. It's late. Shadows are long. Maybe there's a bit of fog rolling in. And there he is. A tall, imposing figure. Dressed for work, but not quite all there.
Not quite all there. Meaning?
Like a shadow of a man. Or like he's flickering in and out of existence. And he's always seen near the machinery, especially those massive furnaces. Some say he still checks the gauges, still makes his rounds, even though he's supposed to have clocked out a long time ago.
It's both tragic and terrifying.
Mm.
A man so tied to his work, even in death, he can't let go.
It's a powerful image. But the Phantom Foreman isn't the only restless soul said to roam Sloss Furnaces. There's another story, even sadder, if you can believe it.
The Weeping Woman. Yeah, I've heard about her. That one always gets me. The Weeping Woman, yeah, she's different. The Foreman, you almost get the sense he's trapped, right? But there's sorrow there, real grief.
It's palpable. People who claim to have encountered her, it's always the same story. Intense sadness, like it's clinging to her, and they place her near those old worker houses.
As if she's searching for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe drawn back to a place she once felt safe before whatever tragedy befell her.
There are theories, of course. Some say she lost a husband in an accident at the furnace. Another story claims it was a child. Maybe illness took them. Life was hard back then.
Especially in a place like Sloss Furnaces. It makes you wonder about all those untold stories, doesn't it? All the lives lived, the losses mourned, their energy, their pain. Maybe it really does linger.
It's what makes these places so fascinating. We're drawn to those questions, aren't we? What happens to us after we're gone? Where does that energy, that essence, where does it go?
It's the ultimate mystery. And while we might not have the answers, we can explore some of the theories. Let's talk about residual energy. It's a term you hear a lot in paranormal circles. What does it actually mean?
Think of it this way. Emotions, especially powerful ones, they leave a mark. Like, imagine a burn scar. It's a lasting reminder of that pain. Well, some believe that places where trauma occurred, or intense joy even, they can hold on to that energy.
So like an energetic echo, a recording of emotions playing on a loop.
Exactly. Those unexplained noises people report, the shadows moving just out of sight. It could be residual energy, replaying those moments over and over.
But then there are those stories, the ones that suggest something more than just an echo, the ones that make you think, maybe there's someone or something still there. Aware.
Intelligent hauntings. That's where things get really interesting, because if it's not just an echo, if it's a conscious entity, well, that changes everything.
Like that "Don't Leave Me" EVP the Ghost Hunters captured.
Yeah.
If that was a conscious plea, from who? What?
Exactly. It raises more questions than it answers. And that's what's so compelling about Sloss Furnaces. It makes us confront the unknown, makes us question what we believe about life, death, and what might lie beyond.
Of course, there will always be skeptics, people who say it's just the wind or your mind is playing tricks on you.
And you know what? Sometimes they're right. Our minds are powerful things, especially in a place like Sloss Furnaces, where the atmosphere is already so charged.
It's the perfect recipe for a ghost story, isn't it? The history, the tragedy, the setting.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
It does. And whether you're a believer or a skeptic, there's no denying that Sloss Furnaces has a certain power. It gets under your skin. It makes you think twice about the shadows, listen a little closer to the silence.
And maybe. Just maybe. It makes you wonder who or what might be listening back. Well, folks, there you have it. Another deep dive into the unexplained. Another journey into the heart of a mystery.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning. And if you ever find yourself in Birmingham, Alabama,
pay a visit to Sloss Furnaces if you dare.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.